So tonight, like they said, we've got a few, I guess, mini sermons or mini lessons that we're going to go over and discuss with everybody. I'm going to be talking about forgiveness. And so forgiveness is something that as Christians, we all should have a very strong understanding of what it is. If I was to ask you to explain it, you may fumble around with words, but in your heart, if I say, do you know what forgiveness is? You should instantly know, oh yeah, I know what forgiveness is. Because we all know that we need it. I mean, some of us, you can just look at us and you can say, yeah, he needs forgiveness, you know. But I happen to be one of them. So we do. I mean, we've done terrible things in this life. And, you know, we're all sinners. We all deserve death. And a life of eternity outside of the presence of God. And without forgiveness, that's what we would get. And because that we know that we have forgiveness, we have a lot of power. Knowing that you have that forgiveness is such a powerful thing. Because without it, you know, knowing that you deserve those other things and was going to get them, I mean, you would have no peace. You couldn't live. I mean, like, how would you live a life knowing what was coming, you know? You just couldn't do it. So there's so much power in forgiveness. Why don't we flip over to Matthew chapter 6, or if you use a phone, digitally swipe over to it. Matthew chapter 6. This is a fairly popular passage referred to as the Sermon on the Mount. And about halfway through it, Jesus is he starts instructing the people how to pray. He teaches them how to pray, and in that prayer that he tells them, shows them an example how to pray, he tells them that basically you should be asking the Father to forgive you of your sins, and also, or because you are forgiving others of their sins. Let me just back up and read that passage too. Let's see. I'll start in verse 9, Matthew 6, verse 9. Pray then like this, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So in my English Standard Version, it refers to it as debtors, but we all know that's transgressors or sinners. Forgive us of our transgressions as we forgive those who have transgressed against us. And then he explains that particular part in the prayer that he gives, continuing on in verse 14. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So that's a pretty cut and dry couple of verses right there. I mean, do it or else, right? And of course, we can flip through other passages to understand that a little better, which we're going to. But, you know, this is not one of those verses where you can what if it. You know, like, well, I know the Lord's going to forgive me of everything I've done. But what if, you know, this really bad thing happens to me? You know, am I going to have to forgive them? I didn't do nothing that bad. You know, I mean, it's not about being fair. Actually, the Bible kind of teaches us that fairness is not an attribute that we're going to have in this world. It's not something to expect. I mean, there's several parables that talk about that. You've got the parable of the prodigal son. You know, his brother wasn't too happy about how that story ended. And you've got the parable of the workers in the field starting at different times but all getting the same pay. And so fairness is not something that we should expect in this world, and it doesn't apply to forgiveness for sure. As we all know, you know, when humans look at things, we all place a value on stuff. But as far as sins go, when God's concerned, one sin is just as bad as another. There's no level of that. And so we should be always forgiving of others. You know, Well, I mentioned just a moment ago that all of us should have a firm understanding of what forgiveness truly is. I sat through a lesson one time from a preacher, and this was my preacher in Alabama for many years. Love him to death. Some of the hardest questions I've got, I call him to this day, and I want his opinion on them, you know. Respect him a lot. But I heard him give a lesson on forgiveness, and it just threw me for a loop. Because, and I'm going to paraphrase here, he would probably kick me in the butt if he heard me do it. But basically, the premise of his lesson is we have an example of forgiveness in how we're forgiven, how we're saved. And that forgiveness is free. There is, you know, nobody's not going to get forgiven because they couldn't afford it, right? But that doesn't mean it's not conditional. There are conditions on that, that if you don't fulfill or live up to the call of Jesus, you know, our Savior, then you're not going to be forgiven. Everyone's not going to be forgiven. And so he basically put out in his lesson that, you know, if someone's not willing to repent for their sins against you, that you don't have to forgive them either. And I'm sure there's some truth in that, but when he said it, it just threw me for a loop. It's like I felt like I didn't understand what forgiveness was at that point. Because if I don't have to forgive somebody for what they did, that's kind of against the teachings of Jesus and everything that I was brought up on, right? And so let's flip over to Ephesians chapter 4. Read a passage real quick before I continue blathering on up here. Ephesians chapter 4. And I'm going to read verses 31 and 32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. So, when you think about that, and you think about forgiveness, and, you know, we are all forgiven, and we know how miserable we would be if we didn't have that belief, that you know, truth, that we knew that God was going to forgive us. You know, how that would terrify our lives. And so we can do that same thing to others if we're not willing to forgive them. You know, if I'm upset at one person and I'm not willing to forgive them of their transgressions against me, it may not bother me too much, but it could tear that person up, especially loved ones. I've got a member of my family that really holds grudges easy. And, you know, If you're one of the kind of the closer family, he'll get over it eventually, right? He kind of has to. But friends and people that he can just put off and never have to deal with again, once he's got a grudge against them, he'll do that. And I feel like he's kind of holding hatred in his heart toward them, you know? And that's really detrimental to us as Christians. We can't do that to ourselves. If we're not willing to forgive, we're hurting ourselves on the inside. But we're also hurting other people. If they love us, and I'm not willing to forgive them of something, then they're going to be destroyed, just like we would be destroyed if God wouldn't forgive us of our sins. And that's what he's saying here. He's saying, put away bitterness and wrath and anger. All because not forgiving creates those things. They amplify not only what you did was probably bad enough, but when you won't forgive, it just multiplies those things and makes them worse and worse. Once we're Christians, we're called to live a life like Christ and to help one another through this world. Let's flip over to Colossians 3 and verse 13. Colossians 3:13. Here, this is where Paul is telling all Christians that they're putting on their new self, how they should treat others. I'm going to back up verse 12. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And so we see here through all these passages that we're called to forgive, and when we don't forgive, it creates all these bad things, not only in ourselves, but in our fellow brothers and sisters. And if we want to truly live by the life of Christ and live a life like He lived, then I think probably the greatest example of how we should feel toward others who have wronged us or who are going to wrong us is by looking at Luke chapter 23 and verse 34. Here Jesus is being crucified. And He prays for those who are crucifying Him. Verse 34, and Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." So, if Jesus is willing to forgive those that are doing the things to Him that they were doing at His crucifixion, you know, torturing Him, knowing who He was, and He was willing to forgive them for all that, there's really nothing that we shouldn't forgive anybody for on this world. And so, I don't want to eat up the other members' time, but thank y'all for listening. I appreciate it.